We're going to see. We're going to see. Did we get a live? Oh, we did. Okay. All right, right, right. Good. Okay. Hey, guys. It's Dave from the Chrome Corner. Today, I'm just testing out, well, I'm doing a couple things. I'm testing out the YouTube interface here for their live video. YouTube kind of pulled a fast one on us here recently, and they are not allowing us to stream to multiple different platforms now. So, like, we can't stream to Facebook and YouTube at the same time using the software we use, which is called Restream. And so it was really easy to use Restream. We used to be able to just stream directly to Facebook, our Facebook page, and also to the YouTube. But now I'm just streaming directly to the YouTube page. So trying to figure out this new interface is giving me a little bit of a hard time. But I think we have everything here. I can see myself showing up. If you can see me, if you can hear me, please, I guess, get in the chat and let me know. I'll be watching for everything. Hope everybody's having a great couple weeks. I have not been here in probably 2 weeks or whatever. I've been at a truck show, and then I had a passing in the family, so it's been kind of a unsettling past couple weeks. But I'm here today to give you guys a couple updates, talk a little bit about some of the future videos that we're doing for the channel. Okay, Rodney. I see Rodney in here. I see Gus. Hello, guys. Hello, hello. Good to see you guys in here. We have a quick show today. Nothing too long. Like I said, we're going to talk about BJ and the Bear, which is an upcoming trucking culture video. My apologies. That'll be coming out on the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube channel. Then we're going to talk a little bit about some of the future videos and the Truckers for Hope show that I went to. Man, that was probably the end of September, so it's been about 2 weeks since then. So first, before we do that, I want you guys to do something really quickly for me. If you guys are watching the show right now, I really appreciate you watching episode 37 of the Chrome Corner. I'd love for you to subscribe to our channel, which I'm sure you probably are if you're watching this on the Jack's Chrome Shop channel. But if you haven't already, please go over to the Chrome and Steel Radio channel, Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube channel, where Trucking Culture episode number 7. Many of you were talking about BJ and the Bear today. BJ and the Bear, a very famous TV series about trucking. We were having a whole video talking about the history, the creation, the characters involved in BJ and the Bear. We have a whole trucking culture video coming out on our second channel, Chrome and Steel Radio, which will be coming out this Friday. You guys will see a sneak peek of that video on our Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube channel. But if you guys like BJ and the Bear, if you like trucking culture, you like old school movies and media, you definitely want to go over to our sister channel, Chrome and Steel Radio, where all of our trucking culture videos will be coming out there. So go over to Chrome and Steel Radio. We'll put a link. I believe there's probably one in the video details right now. But go to the description. Go to the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers here pretty quickly. And we have a whole bunch more of the trucking culture series coming out on that channel. We got BJ and the Bear, Moving On, Ice Road Truckers, and a whole bunch more stuff coming up in the future for that channel. So another big thing, I'm not going to give you too many details on it, but we are going to be doing a series that's going to cover On This Day in Trucking here very soon, and that will also be on Chrome and Steel Radio. There we go. Yes, I'm one of the voices you hear. The other voice that you hear on the Jack's Chrome Shop channel, you're probably going to hear Maddie, who is our producer. So yes, let's get started. Let me do a quick sponsor segment. We'll talk a little bit about BJ and the Bear and some of the videos we're doing upcoming. And then we'll talk about the Truckers for Hope show, which was in Pennsylvania, over there in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania. It's quite a haul to get over there. So, but first, let's talk about our first sponsor of the day, Davy Crockett TA Travel Center, located down there in exit 36 on I-81 in Greenville, Tennessee. They're our favorite people. Favorite TA in the country. They've been family-owned since 1976. Many of you may be in that area down there in Tennessee, Eastern Tennessee. Davy Crockett TA Travel Center has a Dunkin', an IHOP, a Papa John's, a full service truck maintenance facility, a new 4-acre parking lot, a pet area, which they just finished. I just saw some pictures up of their new pet area, a laundry room, and a cat scale. So if you guys are in the area of exit 36 on I-81 in Greenville, Tennessee, please stop by our favorite people at Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. Go say hi to Jason, the owner there. Go say hi to him and Daryl also, which is their GM, and say hello and tell them that Chrome and Steel Radio sent you. So if you're on 81, definitely stop for that. Thank you, Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. And if you want to check out their website for all of their resources and all of their fuel information, please go to davycrockettravelcenter.com. Thank you to them. Thank you to you guys for checking them out. And we really appreciate you. So, Okay, so let's do BJ and the Bear first. Very excited about this series. Well, I'm excited about trucking culture in general. I really, really enjoyed our last video on Bill Weaver that Maddie did. The trucking culture series obviously is very different than some of the other series that we do. A lot of our other series are based around trucks and the history of trucks, the history of that kind of trucking world in general. But it's really important for us, I think, to talk about the people who are behind the trucking industry and the transportation industry in general and the culture that it has provided to the world over the past couple decades. You know, obviously in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, trucking was it was viewed much differently in the culture. And I think that's something that we wish we could bring back. But BJ and the Bear was one of the reasons why it was so popular during that time, along with, of course, Smokey and the Bandit. And I mean, most recently, obviously, Ice Road Truckers has kind of had a resurgence where you know, they're back in the culture. Trucking is back in the culture. But BJ and the Bear kind of served that purpose, along with a couple other trucking videos, trucking movies of the time. Maddie put that together, and it is scheduled on the Chrome and Steel Radio YouTube channel for Friday. And we have a quick teaser video for you guys coming out on the Jack's Chrome Shop video, or the Jack's Chrome Shop channel. But we're very excited about that, and I'm excited to see it because I haven't watched the video yet. But if you guys like trucking culture, if you like guys like old trucking movies, trucking musicians, trucking TV series, we're going to do probably some media also, including magazines, photos, and some other stuff. But the whole trucking culture series, like I said, has moved over to Chrome and Steel Radio, which is our kind of our media brand over there that we kind of focus on a lot of the culture and the music behind trucking. But if you like that stuff, go over there and check it out. So some other videos that we're doing up here that you may be interested in, like I said, on the 16th, which is this Friday, BJ and the Bear, definitely coming out on Chrome and Steel Radio. Next Monday, we're doing a Chrome comparison or a Chrome feature. We're going to talk a little bit about some Chrome in the shop here. We haven't been able to do that. Last time, I think we did a shifter comparison, and I've got some plans for this coming Monday's show with some Chrome parts that we just got in. Very excited about that. Many of you watched the Diamond T video, which came out, I'm not sure if it was at the beginning of this week or not, but the Diamond T video, a history of Diamond T trucks, very, very, very cool video. And I know a lot of you were looking for the Diamond T truck video, because it is such a popular brand. Obviously, they're no longer around anymore, but they were very popular. And their counterpart, Rio, which is another truck manufacturer, obviously, Rio Trucks. We are doing a history of Rio Trucks, which will be coming out not this Friday, but next Friday will be history of Rio Trucks. So put that on your schedule. That'll be episode number 28. 28, that's right, 28 of Truck History. We've been doing truck history now for over a year and a half, I believe. I think almost maybe 2 years. I don't know. But we have 28 episodes out. We've covered a lot of the really, really good stuff, including all of the major American brands. And now we're getting into some of the more specialty stuff. Rio Trucks, Diamond T, we did Hayes, we did Pacific. So these truck companies, we're going to make a full round as much as we can to get all of these in there. And I'm just looking through our schedule right now. I can't reveal to you guys our schedule, but looking through all these, Maddie has us packed up with truck history videos for the next, probably 6 months. So if you guys like truck history, it's not going anywhere, and we are going to find plenty of ways to make sure that truck history series stays around for a long time. Trucker Talk is going to be after that. I believe that'll be, that looks like Wednesday, maybe. No, that's Monday of 2 weeks from now. Trucker Talk, I know a lot of you guys really enjoyed talking or enjoyed hearing about a lot of the cultural slang when it comes to Trucker Talk and such. So the Trucker Talk episode 4, I'm not sure what the topic will be, but that'll be fun for all of you CB heads out there, radio heads who love hearing about the different slang in the U.S. Radio culture, that is. I've had a couple questions here recently since the Detroit Diesel video came out. Everyone really, really enjoyed that video, so thank you very much for watching that on both YouTube and Facebook. We are preparing our next diesel history video, which should be coming out at the end of this month. And I am really kind of, I'm kind of torn right now with that series because we've done 3 episodes that have been very successful, a total of 5 videos. But, We wanted to, we have a Patreon, and we like to reward some of our Patreon members because we want to give them exclusive content for helping to support us and our channel here. But at the same time, people love the Diesel History series so much, it's very hard to put it behind a Patreon wall because I know that so many people loved it. So I'm still thinking about that right now, and I'm also thinking about, we are supposed to do Diesel History Duramax, and I have kind of started the process of creating that video. But there's a lot of other engines that I have had suggested to me since, see, that we made that plan when we had either right before we released the Detroit Diesel video or right afterwards, and I had not realized what the reaction to the Detroit Diesel video would be. So my opinion has changed over the past, like, probably week or two on what we're going to do with that. But I've had multiple people tell me that if they didn't have the Detroit Diesel or the Diesel Diesel History video series on YouTube, that they would not want to watch the channel. So I would be very sad to see a lot of you guys go if we put Detroit Diesel or Diesel History behind the paywall of Patreon. So I think we're probably not going to do that, but that means I need to find another series that you guys are really going to like that I can put behind the Patreon wall to incentivize you guys to join the Patreon. So speaking of which, if you guys want to help support our channel and the media part of our company here, please go to patreon.com/jackschromeshow, and we will give you some really cool stuff. You get a t-shirt and a decal and a free poster every month, so check that out, patreon.com/jackschromeshow. So anyway, that's what's coming up in the future. Like I said, BJ and the Bear this Friday, a chrome video about a couple different chrome pieces we have here in the shop this coming Monday, podcast, Rio Trucks, Trucker Talk, and Diesel History on the 30th of October, the day before Halloween. So, cool. That's the video stuff that's going on right now. A lot of you guys that are watching on YouTube, if you guys have any questions or if you have any suggestions or anything about our channel, please put it in the chat right now, because I'm watching the chat right now in YouTube. If you have any suggestions, you can give them to me right now, or comments of just about anything. I will know, and I'll answer them as best as I can so that I can get you guys the best content that you want. So, very excited about the new content that we have coming out. A lot of really good stuff. And we will be adding a new team member here to our media section. So some of our media may be, I wouldn't say changing, but we may be increasing the volume of what we're putting out. So we're really excited to get you guys more content. The goal eventually, and I've talked about this, maybe I've talked about this on air before, but our goal eventually would be to have a daily Jack's Chrome Show with different segments for every day. Obviously, we have different days for, we release different things on different days, but it would be a similar thing where we would release a video every single day, or at least Monday through Friday, and then see on the weekends. But to do a show every single day, either a podcast or a original content piece, and release that 5 to 7 days a week, and almost like a real TV show, which would be really, really fun for us. But it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of editing, takes a lot of writing in order to make that happen. So we're expanding with another person. I'm trying to be as involved as I can with the media part of the company while running the shop, but we definitely have really cool plans coming up for you guys, and you guys make this possible. So thanks to everybody that's watching and supporting the YouTube channel. You guys make this possible. So anyway, talking about YouTube videos for the day. Let's do a quick sponsor, and then we'll get into the Truckers for Hope show that I went to last week. Not last week, 2 weeks ago. And we can get into that. So the next thing that I want to talk about, of course, is our shop here, Jack's Chrome Shop, who sponsors this show. This month, we have monthly promotions that go on our website, jackschromeshop.com. And of course, Jack's Chrome Shop stocks thousands of chrome parts for Peterbilt, Kenworth, Freightliner, Mack International, and Volvo trucks. And in the month of October, we have, let's see, $50 off all grills, $50 off all visors, $25 off SH Tube shifters, the very, very nice stainless steel shifters from SH Tube. We have our spooky sale going on since it is October, meaning that all of our skulls and Halloween-themed apparel and Halloween-themed parts that are on our website right now are between 15 and, I believe, 35% off. So if you guys want some spooky stuff for your truck, now is the time. I think the last thing that we have going on for sales is, I believe, $50 off train horn kits, which means you get the train horn itself plus the ballast and the lever, and you get $50 off that entire kit. So go to jackschromeshop.com, check that out. Our website is looking really good right now. We did some more design stuff to it, and very excited about that. But jackschromeshop.com, If you guys are drivers, and if you're not, if you're just a media person and you just like watching our YouTube videos, we do have shirts on jackschromeshop.com. We've been selling quite a few of them recently. Go to jackschromeshop.com and check out the merchandise section on our website, where we have truck history shirts. We have Jack's Chrome Shop shirts. We're going to have new Jack's Chrome Shop shirts with a new logo. And we are soon to be putting up this shirt that's on me right now, which is our Chrome and Steel Radio shirt. Chrome and Steel Radio. There you go. Chrome and Steel Radio shirts are on chromeandsteelradio.com right now. You can rep our brand. You can rep our cool logo there on your shirt if you'd like. Those are on chromeandsteelradio.com as it is. I believe they're $15 and free shipping, and they will soon be on jackschromeshop.com. So thank you to Jack's Chrome Shop, all those wonderful people over there at the shop who take care of Chrome and Steel Radio in this podcast. So thank you to them, jackschromeshop.com. I appreciate you guys checking it out. Okay. So, Truckers for Hope show in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. For those of you guys who are on the show truck scene, this was a show that really, really popped off last year. Had quite a few trucks. This year, I believe there was almost 300 trucks in a very, very small county fairgrounds there in Mill Hall / Lamar, Pennsylvania. And it was a good time. And we went there with my good friend and fellow co-host here on Chrome and Steel Radio, Jerry Novak, one of my favorite people on earth. Jerry had a great time. He kind of twisted my arm to get me to go to this show. And I went by myself. We had a booth there for Chrome and Steel Radio and Jack's Chrome Shop, along with his PCLA organization. And just had a great time. Had a lot of people come up to us, talk to us about the YouTube videos. I probably had between 10 and 15 people mention something about our videos in general to me at the booth, which is very exciting. It's really, really nice to see. And these are people that are, you know, maybe a little bit older, not tech savvy, but somehow found our videos either on Facebook or YouTube and really enjoyed it. So it's really nice to see that you guys are actually, I mean, obviously we know that a lot of people of you watch these videos, but it's really odd for us because we were not expecting people to come up to us and say thanks for doing this, or like, hey, we watched your videos, because we just weren't expecting it. So we're kind of interested to see where it's going to be at Matt's next year in Louisville, because we'll have a booth there as well. And I'll start plugging it now. I hope you guys come to our booth at Matt's, because we're going to have a huge booth there with a whole bunch of our other friends in an entire row. But thank you guys so much for those of you who do watch the show and do come to the shows and come see us. And we really appreciate that, because it really... It means a lot to us, because we make the videos, we put them out, but we don't really talk to people on a daily basis about, hey, did you like that video? Hey, did you not like that video? But when someone comes up to us at a show and is like, hey, you're Jack's Chrome Shop or you're Chrome and Steel Radio, we've seen your videos online. That means a lot to us, because they found us, and it means that our work and our effort to make these is paying off. So thank you for that. Otherwise, the Truckers for Hope show was awesome. Like I said, 300 trucks, a lot of really, really cool old iron. A lot of historical trucks. Not only that, though, but there was a lot of cooler show trucks from the Pennsylvania East Coast area. So thank you guys for allowing me to go there. Chrome and Steel Radio got me there and paid for everything. So it's been an awesome time to just be able to go to these truck shows for you guys, get content for you, and bring it back and show you what's going on. So Truckers for Hope, like I said, in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. It's over there on the east side in the Appalachian Mountains. pardon me. If you guys can next year, I would definitely go. It's a huge show. They feed you there every morning with a communal breakfast there, and it's some really good breakfast food. And it's just a lot of really good old iron. Tony Justice performed while we were there at the venue. Did a great job. And personally, I thought he was better than Aaron Tippin. That's just my personal opinion. Aaron Tippin was the headliner. Tony was the opener, and Tony just blew it out of the park. He did an acoustic set. Many of you may know Tony Justice, of course, his Brothers of the Highway song. I believe it's Star Stripes and White Lines is another one of his really famous songs. Tony Justice was there, and he performed, did an awesome job, did some charity work also. There was a child, when I say child, he's a young man. I believe he's 12 or 13. He was in school, and he listens to a lot of Tony's music, and Tony was nice enough to bring him up on stage and also go see him at school and kind of help him out. So that's one thing that a lot of people don't understand about the trucking industry, is that truckers and drivers and not just drivers in general, but people in the trucking industry as a whole are very giving and very charitable people. So we really appreciate you guys for being that way and continuing that effort. So Truckers for Hope, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. Definitely suggest that show. It was my first show of the year, first show of 2020, which is weird because we had our little coronavirus thing and haven't been able to get out of the shop or go to anything cool yet. So, but yeah, Truckers for Hope, definitely suggest it. We will be there next year for sure. Jerry and I think we'll probably make that a yearly show. It's a good time. It's quite a haul. It's 9 hours away from Lafayette here, but that's okay. Next show that we're going to, that I'm going to, I actually have a, it's going to be a weird weekend for me. I'm going down to Lexington, Virginia. And the Large Car Mag show is down there at the Lehigh Travel Plaza. I believe that's on 81 there. Not 81, 64, my apologies, in Virginia. And we're going to go to that show really quickly if I get time, really briefly, because my I had a passing in the family, like I said, and my family is going to be in Lexington for a memorial service, which is, it just kind of worked out that way that my family member happens to live about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes away from the truck show. So I was planning on going anyway, and then like I said, I had someone pass in my family who is near that truck show. So we're going to kill two birds with one stone, go to a truck show and a memorial service all in one day. So good times. And I will let you know what happens there. The Large Car Mag show, I did go last year. It was an awesome show. Lots of really cool old iron, and they really pack them in there at the Lehigh Travel Plaza. But if you guys are in the Virginia area in general, within, you know, 2 or 3 miles, come on down to Lexington. Check out the show, Large Car Mag show, Lehigh Travel Plaza. I will be there. I won't have a booth or anything like that, but I'm going to bring my camera. And I have quite a few friends that are going as well, and customers that are going. So I'm going to go down there and just shake hands, say hello, take some pictures, and bring some stuff back. We did go live at the Truckers for Hope show, and I want to do that more often. And I would do that at this show here. In Lexington, but I just don't think I'm going to have enough time, and I want to make sure you guys have good content if I'm going to go live. So that's about it. All I had for the truck shows of this season. I believe the Large Car Mag show is probably the last one we're going to go to this year. It is getting towards middle, late October, and at that point, we're going to start planning for Matt's, which is in March of next year. So we have about, 5 months? 5 months until Matt's is here. So the planning starts now. We will have new shirts for then. We'll have a whole full booth and full booth for Jack's Chrome Shop and Chrome and Steel Radio. We'll be doing live streams for the, not only for Chrome and Steel Radio, but also for Jack's Chrome Shop at Matt's, probably daily. And so we'll make sure, if you guys are not in the Midwest area or not going to the Louisville Truck Show, which is the biggest in North America, we will make sure you guys know what's going on. So besides that, that's all the show I have for you guys today. A little bit of truck shows, a little bit of YouTube. Next week, I will be back. And actually, I don't know if I'll be back. I'm trying to figure out when am I... I'm going down to a vacation in Florida, and I believe we're actually leaving Wednesday morning. So I may not have a podcast next week. Let me check on that, guys, but I'm pretty sure we're leaving too early for me to do a podcast next Wednesday. So I will be back the week after that, the week of Halloween, I think, to come see you guys. But I'll have all of my content done, and maybe I can record something beforehand just to say hey. But anyway, guys, that's the show for the day. Remember to please go by jackschromeshop.com. Check out our truck parts on there. Please go by DavyCrockettTravelCenter.com. Check them out on I-81 at exit 36. And then please go to chromeandsteelradio.com, which is where our Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirts are, along with Bill Weaver's entire album collection. He has 3 of them. Make sure you pick up all of them. He also has Bill Weaver music t-shirts on there. Hope Zavara's Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream is also up on Chrome and Steel Radio, which I just used, I think, either yesterday or the day before that. It's amazing. Love it. The best pain relief cream on earth. That's Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream on chromeandsteelradio.com. So besides that, guys, 2 small announcements, and then we'll get out of here. Of course, if you guys enjoy our truck history series, you like our 100 Years of Trucking series and diesel history, they are all going up on our Jack's Chrome Shop Spotify and Apple podcasts. So if you don't want to watch the videos and you want to kind of listen to the rest of our series, we are slowly putting them up on both Apple podcasts and Spotify. So if you go to your Spotify or Apple podcasts app, or you can just go to anchor.fm/Jack's Chrome Shop. And you can find all of the audio-only versions of our videos. That way you can listen to them on the road and you don't have to look at my ugly face. Or you don't have to get distracted by a video. You can just listen to it. So That, like I said, is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, all those places. Just look for Jack's Chrome Shop. Chrome and Steel Radio has their own as well. Chrome and Steel Radio has a Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Anchor account. So you can look up all the podcasts on this platform as well. So go check us out on the audio versions. Those are really taken off here recently. A lot of people really like to watch our shows. But on the same token, a lot of the drivers who listen to us want to listen to it as a podcast. So check that out. Other than that, other shows that we have on the Chrome and Steel Radio Network are, of course, A Daily Dose of Hope, which is Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bull Hall and BS, which is at Monday at 8 p.m. And, of course, the Chrome Corner, which is here every Wednesday at noon. Bill Weaver, I've been talking to him recently. He's going to be doing a small concert series here hopefully soon. He's changing up jobs right now and left Hennef and went to another company to run flatbed for them. So he's kind of going through a little weird life change right now, but he's going to be back on the saddle here pretty soon and ready for Matt. So besides that, thank you guys so much for watching. Check out chromeandsteelradio.com and jackschromeshop.com. And remember, if your rig don't shine, you